Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A rare convergence is happening in Boston. Right now, three major art museums are undergoing major expansion projects, and all of them, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, the Museum of Fine Arts, and the Harvard Art Museum, are going green, but not without trepidation. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on why art preservation is often at odds with energy conservation.
We all know the line, it isn't easy being green. But for art museums, going green can actually be scary. To understand that fear, let's start outside the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, where right now it's messy and loud. Men in scoop trucks are digging 8 geothermal wells. They're 1,500 feet deep, cost about $300,000, and will efficiently heat and cool the Gardner's new 70,000 square foot building. Which brings us to the scary part. Climate control is a touchy topic in the art world. It puts curators, conservationists, and directors on edge, for good reason.
It's a huge job to keep a collection, particularly an old collection. We have a painting that's over 700 years old, for example.
Ann Hawley directs the Gardner. Sitting in a gallery surrounded by priceless furniture and paintings, she describes an art museum nightmare. The result, if galleries aren't kept at a constant temperature of 65 to 70 degrees and humidity around 50%.
You get flaking of paints from the surfaces. So many of the materials used in making art are materials that are not unlike our own bodies. You know, they have a life.
Hawley says art preservation is a race against time. It also consumes gobs of energy, and that creates a conflict, pitting going green against preservation. So how does a museum take care of precious cargo while reducing its carbon footprint?
We're trying to find a balance. We're not there yet.
Matthew Siegel, Chair of Conservation and Collections Management at the Museum of Fine Arts, speaks over the drone of the ventilation system in the museum's basement. He's responsible for all 400,000 objects held by the museum and says the museum's $500 million expansion project is forcing him to think green.
The way we operate now, we recognize, is really not sustainable. And we're all working towards trying to find sustainable practices in everything that we do.
For instance, Siegel designed reusable crates for storing art. But to give you an idea of how unsustainable museum practices can be, I ventured into a part of the MFA where, they tell me, no reporter has ever gone before, the boiler room. This is David Geldart's domain. He's the MFA's director of facilities.
And you can see in the middle, there's a new chiller, the gray one.
That new chiller helps keep the MFA's main building cool and moist. Even with the update, Geldart says the museum burns about 12 million kilowatt hours of electricity a year.
The majority of it is on cooling and the rest is lighting. So the new high-efficiency chiller with variable speed drive and new controls on it saved us roughly about 60,000 kilowatt hours a year.
Which, Geldart says, translates to more than $40,000 a year. Think about that for a second. They save $40,000. How much do you pay for electricity a year? MFA engineers say high-tech climate control and lighting in the new wing will reduce costs and usage even more. At the Harvard Art Museums, sustainability manager Jackie Henke says there are countless shades of green. She's overseeing the renovation and expansion of the Fogg, Busch Reisinger, and Arthur M. Sackler Museums.
Water-efficient landscaping, we're not using potable water for irrigation. We are going to divert construction waste from landfills. We are using recycled content materials, some materials that are sourced locally.
Henke insists art museums have nothing to fear by going green. In fact, she says updating and preserving a building for the long haul is tantamount to preserving the priceless pieces inside. Across the river at the Gardner Museum, director Ann Hawley agrees.
And if you're a public institution, you intend your buildings to last for hundreds of years. I mean, I hope the Gardner Museum's around in 800 years, and I hope that the geothermal wells will still be pumping.
Those geothermal wells are slated to start pumping by early 2012. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.